Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to the Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Like I always say to you people, I got absolutely no clue what time it is for you. I just know it is the world-famous NFL Rewind, week 10 of the world-famous NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America with me, Andy Dorf. Welcome in, everybody. Week 10 did not disappoint. Once again, just amazing stuff happening on the football field. And you might think the most amazing thing was the fact that the Patriots and Cam Newton were able to get past Lamar Jackson and the Ravens in a sloppy, wet mess out there on the football field. But no. Kyler Murray was not to be outdone, outdueled in the desert by one Josh Allen because, wow, you want to talk about drama? You want to talk about waiting until the last second? You want to talk about making something happen when you do not think it's possible? That's what my man Kyler Murray did for the Arizona Cardinals and catapulting these guys with a victory, 32-30, a great pass to D-Hop, and what a, seriously, you cannot talk about a better transaction than D-Hop has been for the Arizona Cardinals. Unbelievable. So yeah, that's going to be a lot on the Dorfman's mind here on the NFL Rewind Week 10 style. Can't believe we are this far into the NFL season, only like 2 months left. It's insane when you think about it. All right, so Packers, they kind of stumbled a little bit. Not an impressive victory, excuse me, by any means over the Jaguars. But I think that says something about them in the sense that even when they don't play well, they're able to get it done. So got to like that. Buccaneers, wow. They kind of lit the Panthers up, and as soon as Teddy Bridgewater went out of the game, that kind of seemed to get away from them in quick, fast, and in a hurry. And speaking of that, I got to get the heck out of Dodge to a break real quick, fast, and in a hurry. I got a lot on my mind, man. Week 10 of the NFL Rewind right here on the world-famous NFL Rewind Sports Overnight America with me, Andy Dorf. I'll be back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
To the players, reality is one against one. Move and counter-move. Helmet to helmet. Nowhere is this conflict more evident than at the fringe of battle where the receiver and cornerback match glares. Here, cunning and speed determine the victor. One-on-one. The battle where the loser bleeds alone on an open field.
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf bringing you the NFL Rewind, week 10 of the NFL Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America. Get at me. Follow me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Follow me on Facebook at Dorf on Sports. Check out the post the comments, engage with us there. It's fun, believe me. It's a blast. It really is. But speaking of a blast, man, you would have thought another storyline would be that the Steelers remain the only undefeated team in the NFL. But again, I just think the Kyler Murray situation pretty much trumps just about anything, for lack of better words, with what I just said. But just so happens to be true, this dude is playing ridiculous out there on the football field, and just an amazing play. So mesmerized by what that kid is doing in only his second season. Seriously, man, just incredible. All right, gonna run through the scores for you and then get the standings as well. Patriots beat the Ravens 23-17. Steelers remain undefeated, like I said, 36-10 over the Bengals. Saints 27-13 over the 49ers. And I'll tell you what, that might be the start of the end for the 49ers. We'll talk about a lot of stuff. Believe me, we'll break it all down. Rams 23-16 over the Seahawks. And again, Russell Wilson and those guys stumbling a little bit. And now we got ourselves a three-way tie because the Cardinals got a victory 32-30 over the Bills. That was a great game. Once again, just a fantastic game that literally came down to the last seconds of the game. And don't look now, Tua time in Miami looks to be working pretty well. 21-29, the Dolphins beat the Chargers. The Raiders, they continue to play extremely well, at least in my mind. 37-12, they beat the Broncos. Like I said, Buccaneers, Tampa Tom and the boys got it going. Thought they would, especially after what happened to him against the Saints. Buccaneers 46-23 over the Panthers. Giants 27-17 over the Eagles. And I'll tell you what, that division's lousy. It's terrible. And it's kind of a hot mess. So in a weird way, I'm sort of looking forward to see who comes out of that thing, because they don't deserve to, but someone's going to. Packers 24-20 over the Jaguars. Lions do not lie down all the way, made it real close, but they do win 30-27 over that team from Washington. And then the Browns get a tight one over the Texans, and thank God for Nick Chubb coming back, because he made a huge difference on the ground, and the rushing attack is back for the Cleveland Browns. And like I've been telling you, the recipe, in my humble opinion, for success for the Cleveland Browns is less of one Baker Mayfield, more of Nick Chubb, more of Kareem Hunt. You get the picture. Okay, so I do want to run through the standings for you as well, get you caught up to speed on what I'm thinking, kind of playoff picture as well, this, that, and the other. Okay, Buffalo Bills, Miami Dolphins, this is going to be fun, maybe. Josh Allen, young up-and-comer, you got Tua. Obviously, this guy has just been thrown into the mix, and so far so good. He and Fitzpatrick Magic, Tua Magic and Fitzpatrick Magic have put together a 5-win streak for the Miami Dolphins. The Bills, 7-3, they're 6-3. The Patriots keep themselves a little bit in the mix because they got the victory at 4-5, and the Jets, 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 they just absolutely stink. 0-9. If you lose to the Jets, you might want to think about losing your man card. Like, no joke. All right, Steelers, only undefeated team. And, obviously getting a little bit of room in that division now over Baltimore with their loss to the Patriots. Steelers 9-0, Ravens 6-3, Cleveland 6-3. That'll be fun to see that race right there. Cincinnati out of the mix at 2-6. Colts 6-3, leading that division with the Titans at 6-3, but Colts coming off of their win and the Titans coming off of their loss. Houston Texans 2-7, Jacksonville 1-8. Kansas City on their bye week, they are 8-1. The Raiders 6-3, Broncos, Chargers both not in the mix. 3-6 and 2-7, respectively. Eagles still on top of that division, as bad as it is. 3-5-1 is their mark. Giants, the other lousy team coming out of that neck of the woods. 3-7, Washington and the Cowboys, both 2-7. Green Bay Packers, 7-2. Bears in Minnesota, they got a big game on Monday night. So we'll see what happens there. Lie downs, 4-5. And what's interesting about this is that they put themselves kind of back in the mix as far as at least playing a spoiler in the mix of things, because they're good enough to beat anybody, but bad enough to lose to anybody, if that makes any sense to you. Okay? Look, Matty Stafford can light you up. Matty Stafford can throw you the football at times. So not exactly sure what you're going to get out of the lie downs. But 4-5, making them interesting. And I'm telling you what, if the Vikings can keep it rolling, look out for the Vikings. They could get hot. Saints, 7-2. Buccaneers, right on their trail at 7-3. Falcons and Carolina both out of this thing at 3-6. Now, the best division in all of football is definitely the NFC West, where we have a three-way tie. My Arizona Cardinals, and I'm claiming them because as you listen to the show, it tells you I come to you from Phoenix, Arizona. I can claim two teams. Green Bay Packers, born and raised in the great state of Wisconsin, living in Arizona, obviously, now, and I do follow this team very closely, and I do like this team. So I've got two teams I can claim. And I'll tell you what, this is the best team, the best division in all of football. Three teams are 6-3. One team is 4-6, and they're playing with a backup quarterback, and they're still out there competing week in and week out. But Cardinals, Rams, Seattle, all 6-3. Definitely the best division in all of the NFL. Well, okay, so what is my thought about what I'm seeing really? Because I know I'll be going to a break here in a moment or two. Again, get at me on Twitter. It's Dorfon Sports. Follow me on Facebook, Dorfon Sports. Like the fan page. Get engaged. Talk to us. Buffalo Bills, I like them, but they're not – listen, they're not a Super Bowl team, okay? Not going to happen. Miami Dolphins, I like them. I don't think they're a Super Bowl team, but they're a team that could shock you and upset you, okay? Pittsburgh, they're steady as all hell. That's what I'm learning. They're steady as all hell. Baltimore, okay, I'm going to say it. I'm going to come out and say it because you know I love Lamar Jackson, but I'll tell you what I don't love. I don't love the fact that I've seen this guy progress in the way that he needs to be able to help that football team be a legitimate Super Bowl contender. So I'm worried about the Baltimore Ravens. Cleveland, they continue to stay in the mix, okay? The Colts, they built some stock because they were able to beat the Titans. So I like that. I really do. The Chiefs, sometimes you can gain stock by not playing football. That's what they did. The Raiders, they built some stock with me too. I'll be honest with you. I like what I'm seeing out of Derek Carr and these guys. The Eagles, the NFC East, it's a joke. It's a complete joke, seriously. Green Bay Packers, they are legitimate, okay? Whether you think I'm a homer or not, I happen to tell you the truth at two when I have to be objective. If they stink, I tell you they stink. When they're pretty good, I tell you they're pretty good. And you know what? The Green Bay Packers are pretty good. I think we'll find out if the Bears are any good on Monday night. That's what I think we'll find out. The Saints, I think they're good. I think they're legit. Buccaneers, I think they're legit. And I'll tell you what, you can make a serious argument that everybody in the NFC West besides the 49ers are legit. All right, I got to take a break. I'll do that. I'm Andy Dorf. You're listening to the world-famous NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back, my people. It is the world-famous NFL Rewind right here with me, Andy Dorf, on the Sports Overnight America program. You can get at me, text me, or shoot me a message on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Check me out on Facebook at Dorf on Sports as well. Like the page and get involved on the comments. Always, obviously, talking about the NFL and things along those lines. One of the good things we have out there right now is a top 10 list of running backs. You can chime in and give us your opinions on the Dorf on Sports page on Facebook. Again, on Twitter, it's Dorf on Sports. And we're back into week 10 of the NFL because hard to believe, seriously, very hard to believe we are past the halfway mark. Kind of getting down to the point where we're starting to see who the pretenders are and who the contenders are. And once again, I'm just going to call it the way I see it for the most part. There's obviously going to be exceptions to every rule. But when you look at who is manning the Colts, it's Phillip Rivers, an old crafty veteran. When you look at who is manning the Packers, it's obviously Aaron Rodgers, one of the greatest. When you look at who's doing it for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, it's Tampa Tom. And need I say any more? I don't have enough rings or enough fingers for the rings the dude's got on one hand. So enough said. The Raiders, we got Derek Carr, a guy that I think is pretty capable. And then you look at the Dolphins with Tua, then you're going to say, well, doesn't make sense. Well, I know I said there's some exceptions to the rule, and quite frankly, Tua is a little bit different in the sense he played at Bama. The guy is relatively seasoned in the sense of he's seen some big dudes come at him before, and he does know how to handle that stuff. And quite frankly, I'll tell you what, the Dolphins defense has done a hell of a job for this kid. So I don't think we know enough yet about this guy to quite frankly to judge him. So I'm going to kind of leave it as incomplete. But you'll see the theme here. And again, this is another one of those exceptions because both these teams have younger guys and the Cardinals and the Bills, but Kyler, you know, obviously came out with a lot of high hopes. Same with Josh Allen for that matter. So to see these guys playing well, it's not surprising or shocking. And if you listen to me week in and week out, usually have a theme about what I'm talking about. Not quite sure what my theme is yet, but last week the theme was is that the younger guys are starting to step up in moments and be able to beat some of the older guys. And all I can say is that Kyler Murray and Josh Allen are both real quality quarterbacks and up-and-comers that can absolutely take the mantle and run with it. They can go, man. So I think the game is in a good place. That's the point. But again, the Saints, who's their quarterback? Well, Taysom Hill, sometimes when they let that dude get a few snaps, it was funny. I'm watching the games with my dad, and he's like, oh, well, Drew Brees is hurt. I'm like, no, Dad, that dude is just so good, and you heard me talking a little bit about him. You can put him anywhere, and he's going to hurt you. Taysom Hill is badass. Sorry, no other way to put it. Dude is badass. Makes plays, makes people miss, runs you over, hurts you. Can play quarterback, can play wide receiver, running back, you name it, man. He's a football player. That dude is a football player. You hear people talk about football players and, oh, that guy can put – that dude is a football player. Love that guy. But on the real, look who's their quarterback, Drew Brees. Steelers, who's their quarterback? Ben Roethlisberger. Are you getting the point? I mean, come on now. So – even though sometimes things change, this is the theme. Here's the theme. Even though sometimes things change in the sense of, I know these dudes are ready to take over, like a Kyler Murray or a Josh Allen or maybe a Tua who looks really good so far. I'm not sold on this Daniel Jones guy. Tell you what, that Lutton guy looks pretty good for the Jags right now so far. Good to see Alex Smith, by the way, back on the field for the Washington team. That was good to see. But no, truth be told, these guys are capable. But at the end of the day, here's the theme. The usual suspects, man. I'm telling you, man, it's going to be Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady or Drew Brees and Tom Brady or Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers. One of those combinations. And it's sad that somebody out of the East had the opportunity to even play in the freaking playoffs. I'm sorry, but that's sad. Shouldn't be allowed. When you're that, you know what? Almost caught myself, man. Almost said it. When you're that lousy, you don't deserve to be out on a football field playing and getting paid the way that these guys get paid. Yeah, I said it. There's a few things I'm going to say, man, today that are absolutely truthful. And that's one of them. Oof. That's embarrassing. The Jets are embarrassing. Adam Gase, how the hell does that dude have a job still? It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, it's going to be the usual suspects. The Colts earned a lot of respect for me because they took a step back. And then they steady the ship by going to the Texans or the Titans, I'm sorry, and beating that team. And honestly, like Derrick Henry, the guy that we talk about week in and week out about being a beast, depending on what Dalvin Cook does, I'll tell you what, Dalvin Cook's my guy. Dalvin Cook is my dude. That's my guy, man. I think he's the best running back in the league. I really do. And I changed my mind. I used to think that Davante Adams could be the best receiver, and I still do think he could be the best wide receiver. But there's a big could on there because he's got to stay healthy. Like it even came into play in the game with the Packers against the Jags on Sunday because – he was unable to stay on the field the whole time. Yeah, he kept playing, and I know he scored a touchdown, but he was unable to, like, keep going. They had to keep him out. So if he could stay healthy, yeah, he could be the best wide receiver. But I'll tell you what. I'll tell you who I do think is the best running back, and I do think that is Dalvin Cook. The best pure running back in the game is Dalvin Cook. Derrick Henry, you don't want to see that dude running at you, but either one of those guys can carry it like 20 to 30 times and do it week in and week out and have no problem. And I'll tell you what, since I said I thought that Davante Adams could be the best wide receiver, I'll tell you who is the best wide receiver. I saw him play against the Cardinals today. And I'll tell you what, D-Hop, you're really, really good. It's not D-Hop who had a fantastic game. Don't get me going, because I love D-Hop too. And people are probably like, dude, did you see that catch? Yeah, I saw the catch. It was freaking amazing. The throw was ridiculous. The catch was probably even more ridiculous. The play, outstanding, amazing. It's why you play the games for 60 minutes. That's why you do it, okay? But here's the deal. I did see who I think is maybe the best wide receiver in the game right now. Truth be told. And again, not DeAndre Hopkins, who had a beast of a game, the seven catches, 127 yards, the touchdown, the one at the end of the game. But it's my dude, man. It's Stephon Diggs. Like, that guy is really, really good. Really good. So I think Stephon Diggs is maybe the best wide receiver in the game right now. Or at least Josh Allen is finding that guy the most and putting him in the best position to make plays week in and week out. So to me, he looks like the best wide receiver in the game. But there's a lot of guys, man. You can make an argument. I get it. Don't get me wrong. I get it. But maybe that's kind of the theme, is that even though some things have changed with, yeah, these dudes who are ready to take the torch and run with it, like a Kyler Murray or a Josh Allen, maybe even a Tua, maybe even a guy like Justin Herbert, who obviously the Chargers lost, but they were playing Tua and the Dolphins, right? Even though these guys are ready and wanting to take that next step, it's the usual suspects, man. You're going to have to, like, seriously, you're going to have to, like, knock these guys out completely before they say, okay, I'm done, I'll call it quits. And speaking of calling it quits, I do hear the music, so I know I got to jump out to a break. So I'll do that. I'll come back and give you my thoughts about Lamar Jackson, because I think that this guy has some issues. All right, American Forces, Network Break. I love you guys. Appreciate you so much. Got to take a break. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the world-famous NFL Rewind. Week 10 of the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5560 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5560. Enjoy!
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based healthcare health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
It's the enemy over there. They're not your friends. You don't go over there and shake hands, smile, hug their neck.
Let's knock them on their backs, butt them in the mouth, knock their ass in the dirt. That's what we got to do.
We got to stop that buddy ball, smash everybody in the mouth. Take the running backs to the stands. Run up in the stands and slap their mama.
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf hanging out with you here on the famous Week 10 of the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. And I left you at the break, and I said I was going to talk to you a little bit about Lamar Jackson, because I've learned a little bit about this guy, and as much as I love the way that he throws himself around on the football field, I'm going to go out and say it. This guy won the MVP a year ago, and he's definitely taken a step back, and I would say that Kyler Murray is a better version of what they envision Lamar Jackson being able to be, and Kyler Murray is only in his second year. So just kind of let that wait for a moment. We're all over Lamar Jackson. The dude already won an MVP, and this year he has taken a serious step back, at least in my opinion. And there's a couple of reasons for it, okay? It's not all on Lamar. First and foremost, do you know who any of their wide receivers are? If I told you Willie Snead, the sixth or whatever, if I said Mark Andrews, who you would know because he's a really solid tight end, if I tell you Devin Devaney, you're going to look at me and say, dude, I don't know who these guys are, Dorf. And I'm going to say to you, I get it. And to me, that's the biggest problem for Lamar Jackson and for him to take the next step into being a quarterback that can throw the ball downfield, have that be something that you're afraid of. What you're afraid of with Lamar is him beating you with his legs. And quite frankly, 11 carries, 55 yards, and for the team, 28 carries and 115 yards, that's not going to do it. I'm sorry. That ain't going to do it. On the other hand, you look at what the New England Patriots were able to accomplish, 173 yards on the ground. Cam Newton didn't have to do much. Guy had 13 of 17, 118 yards, one touchdown, no interceptions. That's big. But again, Lamar Jackson is not going in the right direction. Not exactly sure all the reasons, but one of them is definitely this. Doesn't have enough weapons. Need a guy that he can go downfield to. And you can't have it be Mark Andrews, your tight end. It just can't be that guy. He can't be your best wide receiver. So I think that they need to go out and get him some help. What we saw from that guy last year was the fact that nobody had enough tape on Lamar Jackson, and therefore he was able to run rampant all over the NFL. Now they've been able to shut it down, because you're never going to shut it down, but they have been able to minimize what Lamar Jackson is able to do to you on a regular basis, therefore minimizing what he can do on the football field, because you try to make him go out and pass the ball and he winds up throwing interceptions, and he doesn't have the ability to hurt you with passes down the field. Need to get this guy some help. That's another takeaway. It's another big takeaway from what I'm watching, because they're not going anywhere. They're not winning any Super Bowls. And I don't know if anybody's winning a Super Bowl as long as Patrick Mahomes is playing for the Kansas City Chiefs. So it may all just be for not for everybody else. They may just be playing for second place anyway. But again, tell that to 30 other teams. I think they would tell me, listen, man, you're nuts. We got a shot. I don't know. We'll find out. Because I do think Patrick Mahomes is just that freaking good. And he could be the MVP every single year. Every single year that he goes out and plays, he could be the MVP. Because he can do things that nobody else can do. Quite frankly, that's where we're at. So watch that guy, enjoy that guy, and just watch the greatness. Because it's going to happen right before your eyes. But I'll tell you what, another thing I got to get to, because I haven't talked about it enough. You heard me talk about Kyler Murray and the play of the day and being the moment of the day. But man, oh man, the Steeler team is just so consistent. Okay, they play great defense week in and week out. The offense, they can hurt you. Say what you want, man. They got a solid running game. Honor and Big Ben Roethlisberger. This guy's going to win you a lot of football games. And you know what? This guy may win you a Super Bowl, to be quite honest. So the Steelers are they're legit. You know, I said we're going to start finding out who some pretenders are and who the contenders are. The Steelers are definitely a contender. The Ravens, you're going to hear me say it, baby. The Ravens, they're pretenders. Yep, the Ravens are pretenders. Steelers are contenders in my mind. Another contender, and it's on the other side, that's the New Orleans Saints. They are a contender. And they have a shot to have, and I don't think this means much because there's no fans really in the stands, or limited amount of fans in the stands, right? They may wind up having the best record in the NFC, or maybe it's the Green Bay Packers, who we'll get to in a little bit. But the Saints are definitely they're contenders. I love Alvin Kamara, man. This guy is he's maybe underappreciated. Might be the best. Might be okay. So Christian McCaffrey, in my humble opinion, the most versatile guy because he can go out of that backfield and he hurts you running, and he can not the greatest as far as blocking, but seems to get the job done, but just so versatile. Okay. This guy's another one of those so versatile dudes. 7 receptions. He can carry the ball. He had a couple of touchdowns at least on the day, if I'm not mistaken. The guy's fantastic. All right. Again, Saints have a lot of weapons. I talked about Taysom Hill. I love that dude. Again, watching the game with my dad. Dad's like, oh, Drew Brees hurt. No, Dad, that guy is just – he's just a badass football player that can play any position. Throw me in the game, coach. I'll help you out. That's what he does. Okay? Seriously. Guy's amazing. The Saints, they're legit. Okay, the Niners, they started their way to being done this year if they weren't already done. Nick Mullins – actually isn't terrible, but the 49ers, they're a mess. They're just too banged up. And sometimes when you're too banged up, this is the result. You just have kind of one of those seasons where you're like, okay, we're going to battle. We're going to play hard and we're going to wind up losing a lot of games though. So the Niners are definitely pretenders. Rams and Seahawks. All right, this was a pretty good football game for the most part. The Rams were able to get on top, and then they just kind of maintained their lead, to be honest with you. Jared Goff was solid. Russ is my guy because I picked him to be the MVP. But I have seen some kinks in the armor from Russ over the past couple of weeks. Like when this guy throws interceptions – they kind of come in bunches to a certain degree. So little bit of cause for concern about the Seahawks. Also, I'm not sold on that defense. So, but legitimately, these two teams are contenders in the NFC. Do they have enough to get them over the hump? Do I think they're better than New Orleans or Tampa Tom? I don't know. I really don't know. And again, I don't know if home field even matters. Home field advantage, I don't think it matters when you don't have that many fans in the stands. It's like you can lace them up and let's just see what happens. You're basically playing on a neutral field. All right, are the Cardinals and the Bills both just outside of being contenders, or are they minimal contenders? I think they're minimal contenders. And I think what hurts both of these guys, the teams and the quarterbacks, is their lack of experience. But at the same time, sometimes ignorance is bliss. And like Kyle throwing up that pass, the way that he threw it up, and you know what? It was the hell freaking Murray that got answered, man. Like, he must have gone to church. Seriously, like, they had an opportunity to go to church in the morning. Maybe he did that before the game because it was the Hal Murray that took place, and this guy was able to get it done, hoisting that ball to DeAndre Hopkins. Look, the Bills have a solid defense. The Cardinals have a solid defense. However, both these teams wound up putting up points. And what makes their defenses solid is not necessarily that they're going to hold you to 20 points or less, because nobody holds anybody to 20 points or less in the NFL. Like, the Packers had a terrible day. They still scored 24 points. But here's the deal. Cardinals and the Bills both have the defenses that can make plays. They're both, like, minimal contenders. Dolphins, I don't think we have enough yet to know. Raiders, they're starting to be on the outside, just looking at being a contender. I talked a little bit about Tampa Tom. They're definitely a contender, okay? We know that. Again, this is part of the usual suspects. Tampa Tom and the Buccaneers are going to be there. It's going to be them, or it's going to wind up being the New Orleans Saints playing the Green Bay Packers, most likely. Or a combination of these three. And again, if somebody can get hot late, we'll wind up seeing what happens. The Green Bay Packers are definitely a contender. I do think they have some issues stopping the run. I do think they have some issues in the passing game. But quite frankly, because of the way the league is today, every team has problems at times defending. And when it's your team, it just feels like it's more often than the other teams. But quite frankly, the Green Bay Packers have Aaron Rodgers. This dude is so good. Very, very rarely makes mistakes. Made another one against the Jaguars, which I think was somewhat interesting. But they're a contender, okay? Bottom line, they're a contender. Browns, They're borderline contenders, man. That running game is legit. So that's what is always going to make them a little bit scary. Less of Baker, more of Nick Chubb, more of Kareem Hunt. They've got a legitimate shot to win football games. Titans are a borderline contender, but they're losing stock. I don't think they have big play ability outside the exception of Derrick Henry. This guy is a gamer. I love him. Give him the ball, feed the beast, he can get it done. Colts are interesting. And the Colts have kind of built a little bit of step in the Dorfman's humble opinion. And I've said it to you for a few weeks now. They went out and they got Phillip Rivers to be the difference maker. Will he wind up being the difference maker? Which is funny because Jacoby Brissett got in the game, so he did score a touchdown running, and everybody was loving it. It's a weird, unique situation there, but allegedly they feel like this guy should be the difference maker. I hear the music. I know I got to take a break, and obviously I'll come back like I always do. Roll with you in my parting shot, man. Dorfman loves the parting shot. It's the world-famous NFL Rewind, week 10 of the NFL Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Hey, Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time here on the world-famous NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America with me, Andy Dorf. Week 10 of the NFL Rewind. Going to run through the scores on a rapid pace for you real quickly one more time before I get the heck out of Dodge. Patriots 23-17 over the Ravens. 36-10 Bengals. Only team to stay undefeated are the Steelers. 36-10 over the Bengals. Saints 27-13 over the Niners. Rams 23-16 over the Seahawks. We have a logjam in the NFC West because a three-way tie with the Cardinals winning 32-30 over the Bills. Dolphins 29-21 over the Chargers. Raiders 37-12 over the Broncos. 46-23 for Tampa Tom and the Buccaneers getting another victory. Giants 27-17 over the Eagles. If you couldn't tell, haven't spoken much about that division because it doesn't need to be talked about yet. Get to 500. Maybe we'll talk about you people. Packers 24-20 over the Jaguars. Lions 30-27 over the Browns. I'm sorry, over the Washington team. Browns beating the Texans 10-7. And then the Thursday game, Colts beating the Titans. So, man, oh, man. All right, got to leave you with that parting shot like I always do. Look, man, at the end of the day, we can say what we want to say, but I'm telling you right now, it's week 10, and I'm going to tell you what, making a bold, serious, bold prediction. Look out, people. It's going to be the usual suspects. Aaron Rodgers, Tampa Tom, maybe Drew Brees, Patrick Mahomes. They're all coming back to the party. Check it out if you don't believe me. And you know what? We'll see how it all unfolds in the next few weeks. All right. Thanks to Scott, who makes it all happen for me here on the world-famous NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Sports Overnight America. Take care, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
This is Sports Overnight America.